Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Econometrics by Bruce E. Hansen is a graduate-level textbook in economics and quantitative methods, published by Princeton University Press in 2022. It is designed as a core text for first-year PhD students and as a reference for researchers who need a rigorous modern treatment of econometric theory and practice. The book presents econometrics as the language that connects economic theory with empirical data, and it emphasizes both mathematical depth and intuitive explanation. Its scope is broad, covering linear regression, time series, panel data, non-parametric methods, nonlinear models, and machine learning topics within a single framework. Hansen is known for writing with theoretical precision while still aiming for accessibility, so the book is structured to support advanced coursework, self-study, and research use. The large page count and extensive exercises indicate that this is not a lightweight introduction, but a comprehensive treatment intended to build durable technical understanding. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a graduate text built for serious econometric training. The book is not aimed at casual readers or undergraduates seeking a brief survey. Its main purpose is to serve as a core textbook for a first-year PhD course in econometrics, which means it assumes mathematical maturity and a willingness to work through proofs, derivations, and formal arguments. This positioning matters because econometrics is a discipline where understanding the logic of estimation and inference is as important as learning procedures. Hansen organizes the material so that students can move from foundational probability ideas into the tools used in advanced empirical economics. The book also functions as a reference for researchers, so it is written with enough completeness that specific methods can be revisited later. Compared with introductory texts, the emphasis is less on quick intuition alone and more on building a coherent theoretical foundation that can support future work in applied or theoretical econometrics. Secondly, broad coverage from linear regression to modern machine learning, one of the book's defining features, is its wide methodological range. It covers linear econometrics, time series, panel data, non-parametric methods, nonlinear econometric models, and modern machine learning, all within one unified textbook. That breadth distinguishes it from books that focus mainly on classical linear regression, or a narrower subsection of the field. The value of this structure is that students can see how different econometric tools respond to different data structures and research questions. Time series methods address dependence across time. Panel data combines cross-sectional and temporal variation. And non-parametric and non-linear techniques reduce reliance on restrictive functional forms. By including machine learning, the book acknowledges the growing role of high-dimensional prediction and flexible estimation in economics. The result is a text that reflects the current shape of the discipline rather than only its traditional core, while still keeping the formal standards expected in graduate econometrics. Thirdly, mathematical rigor paired with intuitive explanation. Hansen's approach is characterized by a balance between technical precision and conceptual clarity. The book aims to explain not only how econometric methods are derived, but why they work, and what assumptions make them valid. That matters because econometrics is often difficult, precisely because formal results can feel disconnected from empirical practice, unless the logic is meta-transparent. By emphasizing intuitive explanations alongside rigorous mathematics, the book helps readers connect formulas to estimation problems and inference goals. This is especially important in graduate study, where students must often read proofs while also learning how to interpret standard errors, hypothesis tests, asymptotic arguments, and identification conditions. The text's style is likely to be especially useful for readers who want a deeper understanding of method rather than a recipe-based approach. In that sense, it stands between purely applied manuals and highly abstract theory books, offering a structured path to technical mastery. Fourthly, exercises and datasets that support active learning. The book includes hundreds of exercises, which is a major part of its educational design. In econometrics, passive reading is rarely enough because the subject depends on working through derivations, understanding assumptions, and applying methods to data. Exercises help students test whether they can reproduce arguments, derive estimators, and recognize when a method is appropriate. The book also draws on integrated research-level datasets provided on an accompanying website, which strengthens the link between theory and practice. This is important because econometrics is not only about proving theorems, it is also about using real data in a disciplined way. Data examples make abstract ideas such as consistency, asymptotic distribution, or identification more concrete. By combining formal problems with actual datasets, Hansen creates a learning environment that encourages both conceptual and computational fluency. That makes the book especially valuable for students preparing for research, where the ability to translate theory into empirical work is essential. Lastly, an up-to-date reference for the evolving econometrics toolkit. The book stands out because it is positioned as a current, comprehensive reference rather than a historical survey or a narrow methods manual. The description repeatedly stresses that it is authoritative and up-to-date, which reflects Hansen's effort to represent the contemporary state of econometric analysis. That includes not only standard topics such as least squares and asymptotic inference, but also newer concerns such as flexible modeling and machine learning methods. For researchers and advanced students, this is useful because econometrics has expanded far beyond its traditional core, and a modern text must show how classical theory connects to newer techniques. The inclusion of appendices on matrix algebra and useful inequalities also reinforces its reference value, since those tools are repeatedly needed in advanced econometric work, in a field where many books either simplify too much or fragment the subject into specialized subfields. Hansen's offers a single, integrated volume that can support both coursework and long-term scholarly use. In conclusion, Econometrics by Bruce Hansen is best suited to readers who already have a background in calculus, linear algebra, probability, and statistics, and who want a serious graduate-level treatment of econometric reasoning. First-year PhD students in economics are the primary audience, but advanced master's students, instructors, and researchers can also benefit from it as a reference volume. Its practical value lies in the way it ties formal theory to empirical application, while its intellectual value comes from the care with which it explains identification, estimation, inference, and the behavior of modern econometric methods. Compared with many standard textbooks, it is more comprehensive than an introductory applied text and more accessible than a pure theory monograph. It also feels more current than older classics because it includes panel data, non-parametric methods, nonlinear models, and machine learning in a single framework. The result is a book that is both a teaching tool and a long-term desk reference for anyone working seriously in econometrics. If you would like to support Bruce Hansen, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.